time once again for Speaking of Schools and our monthly teacher feature here on 97.9 The Hill. Since school is out for the summer, we're taking a bit of a summer break, letting those teachers enjoy their time off, and instead having a conversation with our great friends over at the Public School Foundation for Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. This is the group that helps us put together the segment each month, coordinating with our great educators in the district. And this month, they're going to highlight a couple of different events they have ongoing and coming up that are going to be helping our school communities as well. Joining me on the call today for this conversation is Executive Director Madeline Bloeb for the Public School Foundation, as well as Sarita Allen, who's the Associate Director for Support. Maddie and Sarita, thank you so much for taking the time to join us here on Speaking of Schools.
Thank you.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Thanks. Madeline, I want to start with you because I've heard that the Public School Foundation, obviously, things don't slow down for you guys during the summer. And there is an ongoing event that you want to flag for the school communities. If folks aren't already aware, the food and book drive that the Public School Foundation does during the summer, where some food is raised to help out with Porch and some other local pantries to go to the school's community and folks who need that food over the summer, as well as a book drive to give to students who are at summer school at Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. Can you tell us a little bit more about this drive? And I'm curious, what was the initial inspiration for when this drive started?
So this is the third year in a row that we have done the food drive, and it began in 2021, when our district leaders came to me and as part of their back to school activities, they wanted to partner more with other nonprofits in the community. And so I was excited to be able to help make that happen. And of course, one of our school's best partnerships is with Porch. Porch is there all year long to make sure our families have all the food that they need. And Porch also supplies snacks to schools twice a year during the school year for children that maybe don't have enough food to eat during the school day. So I talked to Porch about doing this during the summer, and they were thrilled because, of course, their highest need is in the summer when children are out of school and they're not getting free lunches and free breakfast at school. And the other thing that happens during the summer is people go on vacation and people's schedules change and food pantries start to run dry because the need is higher and the donations are lower. So we saw the opportunity to help by having food drives at our local schools. We can reach a tremendous number of families with young children who, you know, really care about these issues, and they all have a neighborhood school close to them somewhere. So our principals agreed. They're there during the summer, usually Monday through Thursday from 9 to 3. So they were happy to have a box in the front school lobbies where people could drop off food anytime during Monday through Thursday, 9 to 3. That was convenient for them. So that started a couple of years ago, and it's been great. So this is our third year, and we decided to add books to the drive. During the summer, research shows that if children just read 10 books during the summer, it can help their literacy skills tremendously, make sure they maintain their literacy skills when they're home over the summer. So that was one of our goals, was just to have more books available to our students. And I know that my children are grown, but I still have many beautiful books on the shelves at home. And that was some of my favorite times with my children, was reading. So I'm thrilled to be able to take those books and donate them to a family that maybe doesn't have as many books in their home to help so they can enjoy them. So at every elementary school, every high school, every middle school, and Lincoln Center, until next Thursday, members of the community can drop off food, gently used or new books, and we will make sure that those reach the families that need them most.
That's a really touching and important effort. And I know that the book drive is just getting started this year, but from the team members that you have talked with, and it's one of those where, you know, the drive is happening and the results might not be able to be immediately seen or impacted, but what has the reaction from students and families been, either with the news of the book drive or in the past, what has been communicated to Public School Foundation members about the difference that the food drive has made as well?
Well, we get most of our feedback from Porch, because Porch will be here. We will have a big sort. All the principals will bring the food here to Lincoln Center. We're actually going to be in Phoenix Academy this year to sort the food. And Porch volunteers will be here, as well as all of our district leadership has the opportunity to come sort. And Porch tells us every year that this food drive has made a real difference, and they're excited to work with us every year and grow this partnership. And the books are new, but I'm hearing from principals that it is very valuable just to get books in kids' hands, just to have a real book. There's even new research now that in addition to maintaining their literacy skills, reading, getting them off the screen, having real books is good for their social emotional health and their curiosity too. So we really want to try to help promote that. I hope this is the beginning of a big thing. You know, some of our surrounding counties have book drives where the people in the community can donate all year long. And those books can be used to go home with kids in the summer. Those books can be used during the summer for outreach from the schools. Those books can be left in places where families are often need time to do things like a laundromat or other public place where they're having to sit and wait, doctor's offices. So we're hoping the book drive will be the start of something really big for Chapel Hill.
Once again, we're speaking with Madeline Blow, the Executive Director of the Public School Foundation, who you were just hearing there. Publicschoolfoundation.org is the website to go to in order to learn a little bit more about that drive and, of course, what they do over at that nonprofit. Turning now to Sarita Allen, who's also with us on the call, the Associate Director of Support for the Public School Foundation. You're going to be going from this drive immediately to another great effort, which has been around for a little while, which is the Teacher Supply Store. What can you tell us about that project, Sarita, and the impact of that as well?
So we are really, really excited. What we want to share is that this is the 16th annual Teacher Supply Store coming up. We are just thrilled to be able to do this again. You may know that the Public School Foundation partners with East Chapel Hill Rotary each year for the event. And we do this because we know that teachers are spending anywhere between $500 and $1,000 of their money each year on classroom supplies. So we just want to do what we can to offset the cost by setting up, as we do every year, in a temporary location. We have teachers come in, they get to shop free of charge using vouchers that we provide for them. And we're excited because we're able to provide these supplies because of the grant that comes from the money we raise from our teachers' first breakfast and that fund. This sponsors that store. And of course, we get a huge, generous donation from the East Chapel Hill Rotary Club. We are just thrilled that they're going to be working with us again this year. So they're going to be volunteering to set up and to help run the store. Members of the Chapel Hill Public School Foundation Board, they're going to be helping us out with setting up and staffing the store. And it's really exciting because we surveyed the teachers towards the end of the year, and we actually had them identify the items that they would be most happy to have, that would be most useful to them. And so we're going to be stocking the store with exactly what they need. So that's thrilling for us. So the event takes place on Tuesday, August 22nd of this year, and it's going to coincide with the district's Professional Development Day. It's going to be held at Chapel Hill High School. The store is going to be open for just one day this year because we're going to run all day. We're going to run from 8:30 to 4:30. And this year, we've invited our secondary teachers, our social workers, and novice teachers. Elementary teachers will get their turn again next year because we rotate, as you might know. So that's about 650 teachers that are going to be invited out. And it's always an exciting event for teachers. As of last year, we had given out $100,000 worth of supplies. We know that it's well over that amount right now, distributed free of charge to the teachers of the Chapel Hill Carrboro City District. So that's what's going on with the Teacher Supply Store.
That is absolutely remarkable. And when you hear, I mean, not just the money that you guys have raised, but when you hear how much money teachers are typically spending out of pocket on those supplies, I mean, and we know that they've been turning more and more to the public for help to get those funds in the last decade or so, it just, again, highlights the importance of being able to do this and to have those teachers pick up these supplies free of charge. Sarita, since this has been around for so long, Is there any particular favorite part of the setup, the supply store itself that jumps out to you, and favorite part of helping out the teachers in this way?
I will tell you, yes, I have a couple of things that I'll share. One is to see the delight on their faces when they come through the door and they, one, see all these items that they get to choose from that are piled up on tables from end to end. And they come in and they say, now this is free. We get to choose what we're gonna, what we want. Yes, up to a certain amount, we're giving them vouchers. And they're delighted to just, you know, have at these supplies for your child. And then the other thing that's so wonderful is teachers don't get a whole lot of time just to see one another with nothing else involved, with no professional development involved, with having to attend to a speaker and whatnot. So to see them come through the door, you know, hand in hand, you know, embracing one another, to come in and shop is just really thrilling. The look on their faces when they come in, and then when they leave, when they're checking out, the thank yous that we get. The thank yous are just so heartfelt. Thank you for thinking of us. Thank you for setting this all up and doing this for us. We just want you to know how much we appreciate it. And we in turn just want them to know how much we appreciate them.
Absolutely. Well, again, that's coming up on August 22nd. So there is a little while. And as you mentioned, the fundraising for that has already happened. But for folks who are maybe hearing this and are feeling inspired of trying to help out educators, or who are getting ready for the school year and trying to figure out how they can help, any suggestions, either Sarita or Madeline, for what they can do?
Well, one thing they can do is Amazon wish list, which is fairly popular. Lots of teachers have their own individual Amazon wish lists on the site. If you go on and look up Chapel Hill Public School Foundation, you'll find that we have a wish list there as well. You can donate items there. We'd be glad to take them and add them to our cache of supplies that we're collecting now.
Again, you can check us out on social media. Please socialize with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find out more information there. And then also our website is a great resource, publicschoolfoundation.org.
And you can find, again, all of the information of the events, the resources that we've been talking about today there. Madeline Blobe and Sarita Allen, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today to give us details on these events. And thank you all so much for not only making these efforts possible for the districts, but of course, for your part in putting together the teacher feature every month here on 97.9 The Hill.
Thank you, Brighton.
Thank you again for having us, Brighton. This is a delight. Thank you for making time for us.